IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
A coalition of federal managers is sharing with Congress its ideas for civil service modernization. The Government Managers Coalition has several detailed recommendations to help Congress make the Trump administration's goals for the federal workforce into a reality. It also has some advice. Coalition members say Congress should stop looking at civil service piece by piece. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now with more. First of all, the coalition is consisting of which people?
The official title is the Government Managers Coalition, and that consists of the Senior Executives Association, the Federal Managers Association, Professional Managers Association, National Council of Social Security Management Associations, and FAA Managers Association.
Okay, so cast of thousands there.
Yes. Well, actually, yes, they do represent about 225,000 federal managers, supervisors, senior executives in government.
All right, they've written a letter. Who is the letter going to and what are they looking for?
The letter went to House Oversight and Government Reform Government Operations Subcommittee Chairman Mark Meadows, and he had actually asked for ideas from specifically the Senior Executives Association, but also the Partnership for Public Service and AFGE at a hearing about a couple months ago that was on the Trump administration's president's management agenda, specifically the workforce piece. And he wanted ideas on civil service reform. I would point out, though, that this group of people is very specifically calling it civil service modernization, because reform implies that it's going to be good change, and modernization implies we need to update things a little bit here. So the letter went to Mark Meadows, and it actually listed 10 different ideas and ranked them in order of what is most important to the Managers Coalition, and then offered actually a lot of really detailed thoughts and suggestions on each specific idea.
Interesting. So the Managers Association is kind of between a rock and a hard place in some sense. They are at odds in many instances with what the unions want.
Exactly.
But yet they and the unions are both federal employees, and they're dealing with a Trump administration that has, I guess, plans for both management and unions that neither one would probably fully embrace if they had the choice. So let's go through some of those ideas. What are the managers suggesting?
Well, first, I think it's important to go back to the argument that we heard at the top of this, which is to not address this piece by piece. And in the letter, they cite a couple of examples of how Congress has done this in the past, specifically the VA accountability and choice legislation that Congress passed back in 2014. It was completely reactionary. They did it very quickly. And now that legislation is a thing of the past, and we now have the new VA Accountability Act and the Mission Act. And their point there was that Congress pretty much rushed to get this together to solve a problem that they saw as something that needed imminent attention, when really this is more of a cultural issue, and they didn't really address the root of the problem here. But back to some of the specific ideas, I mean, we've heard them broadly before: pay and classification changes, developing career senior leaders, too many political appointees. This is an interesting one. They suggested reserving more positions, specifically those assistant secretary for management and administration positions, as career reserved, so that in theory, yes, senior executives would step into those roles. But they would free up some of the vacancies that we see, particularly at the beginning of administrations, and would also offer career executives a chance to really lead an agency that they've been at for a long time. You know, the other issue that we heard in their series of ideas here, you know, developing a dual track for technical and scientific experts versus, you know, your traditional supervisors and managers. Often a technical specialist may have to go into the senior executive service to simply be promoted and go to the next level, when really they're not necessarily, you know, the strong leadership and soft skills may not be their strong suit, but they want to get promoted and they don't have an opportunity to do that elsewhere.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. That idea goes back some years, the idea of, and corporations are going through that also, because very often someone who's really good at science or technology or engineering makes a terrible manager, and yet you don't want to career limit them to a certain rank. And that's something that, I guess, brought up again.
It's been brought up for as long as I can remember. And, you know, many of these suggestions aren't necessarily new ones. A few interesting ones, though, that I saw specifically with pay and classification. You know, they brought up the idea that it should be market-based incentive pay. They also suggested limiting pay raises to two kinds of pay raises a year. So you get performance-based pay, but then also a typical cost of living adjustment, if you will, each year. I also want to bring up another thing that I think is significant about this letter. You know, we're not necessarily going to see all of these ideas come to fruition. Congress may not even consider many of them at all. But I think it's important that this group of associations is banding together on this topic because there has been little coalition on this topic to begin with. The unions are very much at odds with what Congress certainly discussed in that hearing back in May. They dislike many of the ideas brought up in the president's management agenda. But this group of organizations say, you know, a lot of this makes sense. And we think if we can approach this in a reasonable way, we could maybe get something done.
All right. So this letter went to Mark Meadows. Mm-hmm. What's the bipartisan feeling about these kinds of ideas?
So I think that the whole goal of this coalition is to foster that conversation. They say in their letter they are ready to roll up their sleeves and be a real driving force on this topic of civil service modernization. You know, I think it is telling that it went to Mark Meadows. He will be, you know, a leading force in this conversation. But I think at the same time, we've heard Democrats express an interest in these issues as well. And hopefully it'll take somebody with, you know, an apolitical, nonpartisan view to get the conversation started.
Sure. And while we have you, Nicole, let's talk about pay in the short term. Mm-hmm. That is to say, the pay proposals bandying about for fiscal 2019.
Yeah.
That's coming in a few weeks.
Right. So the Senate recently passed a series of appropriations bills. They're calling it a minibus. And it included a pay raise for federal employees for 2019 of 1.9%. That's the same raise that civilian employees received this year in 2018. It differs very much from the House, which has been silent on this issue, and from the White House, which has expressed its inclination to implement a pay freeze in 2019. The White House actually came out against this legislation, saying that, you know, we actually support a pay freeze and actually we support a workforce fund.
Yeah, what is that fund?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. They want essentially a fund to support performance-based improvement, essentially. So they want the ability to freely give out, you know, a bonus to somebody who performed well within the past year. They dislike the idea of across-the-board pay raises for all, and they think they should have this fund to do so. The statement of administrative policy essentially suggested that they would need authorizing legislation to enact this fund to begin with, and the fund is not in the House or Senate version of these appropriations bills. So more to come on that one.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.